Mark, it's good to see you in the KERA newsroom.
Yes, my pleasure.
So this is the Friday every year that collectors' mouths are just watering at exclusives. We'll see some unreleased Mazzy Star songs. There's a double vinyl set of Public Enemy's Evil Empire of Everything that comes with a calendar of facts about the group. What releases pique your interest?
Well, I'm a huge Clash fan. There's a rare 7-inch coming out tomorrow with the Pogues featuring Joe Strummer. On a song during the rare period where Shane McGowan left. And I think the song was only available as some sort of import box set. So I'm kind of eyeing that. I always look for, you know, anything that's maybe out a little bit early. I think there's going to be an early Ray LaMontagne track out as a B-side. Yeah, but basically I'm there for the experience.
Yes. Speak to that experience and how you managed to make it out of a shop with a record on Record Store Day.
I will say get there early. That's the most important thing. Because last year it was a little chilly. I remember dawdling. I'm like, there's not going to be a line when I get to Good Records. But yeah, no, people get there pretty early. Last year I went to Good Records first and then made a trip over to CD Source. And, you know, it was funny. I was waiting in line at Good Records and, you know, chatted with a few people that I met in line. And they were telling me that CD Source opened before Good Records because Good Records opens early at about 7 a.m. for Record Store.
Yeah.
And that's the best bit of advice. And then, yeah, strategize. It's good to, you know, have a kind of a wish list before you get there of the things that you want to get.
So what happens when everything on that short list is already picked over?
Well, then it's time for those rare impulse buys. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago standing there waiting in line, digging through the 7-inches and found one from Rah Rah Ride with Delicate Steve. And I was a huge Rah Rah Ride fan. I was all like, okay, I'll buy this. And yeah, there's a great Steve Winwood cover on there. You start getting into that weird thing where you have a favorite band and you already have all their stuff, but then you see a 7-inch from them. And it may be a song you already own, but it doesn't matter. You feel like you kind of have to rescue it and add it to your collection. Like, for my example, would be Husker Du. I grew up in Minneapolis. It was a formidable part of my growing up listening to Husker Du. So pretty much any time there's one of their 7-inches, I just, you know, it's tough for me to pass it by.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, not a problem. My pleasure.